Good evening, everyone. It's Michael Spark here. It's Monday, January 13th, 2014, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team. We've been doing this call pretty much every Monday night for almost 2 years now, so it's really exciting and a wonderful thing. I appreciate everybody listening in, and I hope you share this and use it and use it with your team, that maybe team members that haven't called in, and sharing this call with them, as well as new dealers. So don't forget about the dealer training site that we have, which is if you just go to lube-direct.com, and then you can scroll down and click where it says AMSOIL Dealer Training. That'll take you right to the dealer training site. And all the calls are archived there, and some great calls. Tonight's call, we're going to talk a little bit about responsibility, as well as we're going to hear from a couple of leaders in the Sparks team that did some great shows this weekend. Well, first off, I hope everyone had a chance to catch the webinar on goal setting by Eric Warre. He posted that this weekend on Saturday, and I guess that some people had some technical difficulties, so he just made it live on YouTube where you could just click and watch it anytime you wanted. And I would suggest even tonight, if after the call tonight, get on that thing and watch that webinar. Really will help you submit your goals that we talked about last weekend. This was a phenomenal program, and he called it Radical Results, which means setting some goals that are so radical that will get you out of your comfort zone, get you to stretch, and really get yourself to that next level that you really want to get out of life. And he's got some really good exercises and thought-provoking ideas on how to build your goals. So if you don't have a link to it, if you've got the email from last night about like tonight's call, it's towards the bottom. I know some people just read the top, but you got to read the whole email. So go down there towards the bottom, and you click right to that and watch it on YouTube. And it's just a wonderful goal-setting program called Radical Results. We watched it last night after getting back from National Guard duty this weekend. It was just fantastic, and I think we're going to watch it again at least one more time. We took notes and talked about it afterwards, and it's just wonderful. Also, don't forget, there's a dealer training in Nashville, Tennessee. This is going to be February 25th from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, and we're going to talk about doing
Michael.
January. I'm sorry, you're right, January. Thanks, John. January 25th. I don't know why I put February, but yes, January 25th. That's in a couple of weeks here, so just get yourself ready to come to that. Actually, not this Saturday, but the Saturday afterwards, and we're going to set up there in Nashville. The directions and everything are on the dealer training site, as well as in the email that I sent out. And we're going to cover the basics of doing trade shows, like what to say, how to follow up, how to get more business, some ideas on different types of shows, and some things that might help you understand how trade shows are really a great way to build an AMSOIL business. So that's going to be a fun time, and you can pre-register for that. It's going to be $20, which is going to include training materials as well as lunch will be provided. So, you know, get yourself registered as soon as possible so we can determine who's going to be coming to that. And also, before we get into tonight's call, now's the time to get registered for AMSOIL University. The prices are set on the AMSOIL.com that they're going to increase at the end of January. So save $50 and get registered now so that you can maybe spend that $50 on your trip up or on more AMSOIL products. And think about bringing some people with you. This is an investment in your AMSOIL business, an investment in your future. Inspire yourself to believe that really anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And going to AMSOIL University, you get to meet with other dealers. You get to meet the people up in the company, that the corporate people that develop our products, that help with the sales and marketing, and all those things. So get yourself to AMSOIL University, and of course, bring a few dealers along with you. So That will be a good time. And the goal for the Sparks team is 25 AMSOIL dealerships, and we're hoping to see many of you on the call there as well. So tonight I had thought about personal responsibility, and the reason being because I was listening to a Brian Tracy No Excuse CD this weekend on My Way to Drill. It's just a, it's just a wonderful audio program that you can get and put in your car and listen to it anytime you want. But it talks about personal responsibility. And it's a value that a lot of leaders have. And the more you take personal responsibility in yourself, the more success you'll have in your in all aspects of your life, not just with your AMSOIL business. Jim Rohn once said, he said, don't ask for more problems, but ask for more skills. And taking personal responsibility will require you to have new skills, because you'll have to do things like time management and follow up and discipline yourself to take charge of your own destiny, really, is what you're doing. And on the Brian Tracy CD, I took a few notes while I was, not while I was driving, I actually listened to that this afternoon so I could write the notes down. But he says, your ability to discipline yourself and accept personal responsibility is essential to happiness, health, success, achievement, and personal leadership. And accepting the personal responsibility is one of the hardest of all disciplines in one's life. And failure to do this, though, leads to making endless excuses and blaming others. And really, a lot of, if you think about it in America, there's a lot of people that are blaming the government and blaming their upbringing, blaming. They do more blaming, but if they were to take personal responsibility and take charge of their life, there would be no excuses, really. And, you know, how many people in the entire world are sitting there thinking they have no hope for the future and that no one will give them a break and poor me and so forth. And at least in America and other first world nations, there's really no excuse except for the one you make for yourself. It doesn't matter your background. There's many people that have backgrounds that have had hardships in life. I watch videos of people with physical deformities, no arms and no legs, that have become successful. That's like the truest form of personal responsibility and taking care of themselves. And we have really the freedom to live where we want to live and work where we want to work and purchase the things we want to purchase. And the abundance for our lives is out there. You just have to decide to take charge and find the things that really that matter most to you and work on the goals and work on the skills to get the things in life you really want. And the life you're living is really the life that you have. There's Brian Tracy talked about it. He says, look, it's not a rehearsal or a pretest to real life. He says, my life is what I'm living now. Why do I have to live in this little one-room apartment and take three buses to get to work every day? And so he made a decision that day. Like a light bulb went off. He says, I made the decision. He went down to the library and started reading books. And every day until now, he says, his life has been changed forever. And just think about the decisions you make every day. The decision made today affects the outcome for the rest of your life, if you don't think about it in those terms. But everything you decide to do and everything you decide not to do is affected going forward. It's kind of like a dominoes effect. And it has to deal with your health, your personal finances, your education, people that you meet, and it's just when you really think about it, it's a powerful thing. And trying to take this personal responsibility, like he talks about it, is a very important thing for your future, for sure. A lot of things he talked about was negativity. You know, there's so much negativity out there in life. We're bombarded with it on the TV. We're bombarded with it from people that we hang or associate with and so forth. We're bombarded, you know, even our own family can be a little bit negative. And you have to find ways to introduce positive things into your life. And that could be a positive conversation with someone or a great motivational audio program such as the one that I'm talking about tonight, or reading a book or learning something new that will teach you a new skill. Those are all positives in your life that really will make the big difference. And, you know, stop blaming right now. Just stop it and make 2014 your year no matter what happens. I know many unfortunate things have happened to people every day, but resolve to overcome them and put a positive spin on, if you can, put as good a positive spin you can on anything that unfortunate happens, and just try to make things better. A couple of quotes here for you all is, just because fate doesn't deal you the right cards, it doesn't mean you should give up. It means you should play the cards you get to their maximum potential. That was Les Brown. And one that I like, it says, don't let them tell you it can't be done. That was Al Amatuzio, and that's actually on the wall at the Amsoil Arena. So if you come up to Amsoil University, you'll be able to read that one on the wall. With that tonight, I hope everybody got a little something out about that. If you want to write this down, it's called Brian Tracy, The Power of Self-Discipline, and it has a big no excuses on the front of it and with a little no excuses on the front of it. And I'll put a link to that on the call notes. Also tonight, we're going to talk to a couple of dealers in the team. First up is going to be Andre. Are you there, Andre?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, good. You had a pretty long and tiring weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was exciting. Very tiring, but it was worth it, like always.
It was worth it. Where did you go, Andre?
I went to Arena Cross, Amsoil Arena Cross in Baltimore. It was second Arena Cross in the season. So it was pretty big. It was televised on Fox TV and Speed Channel. So it was huge amount of people come to see crazy guys jumping on a bikes inside the arena. Quite interesting and big event.
Good, excellent. So you was in Baltimore, this is the Arena Cross. Were you inside the whole time then?
Yep, I got lucky this time. Usually outside in the freezing cold, this time it was inside. So
it's
Chuck, other way, he was freezing his butt this Sunday.
Oh, gosh. So Amsoil puts on these events that are televised on TV, and they allow dealers to get booth at that. Do you have to bring what happens at these events? Does Amsoil, what do they provide and what do you have to provide?
Basically, they provide the booth, they provide the space and some literature and some giveaways, prizes like a keychain, stuff like that. From the dealer, they require to represent the name of Amsoil. You can bring the product, any literature, what you choose to bring, basically educate the people and tell about Amsoil. And anytime you can register new clients up there, refer customer, catalog purchase. I get a lot of from this type of show, commercial and retail accounts, because by say they, people, they know where to buy the products. And they buy in wherever they can find, and they're really surprised when you tell them you can buy from our catalog or go to website and buy from there. They just like, really? I didn't know that. Or they buy in from some guys, they never tell them possibility would open for them. So it's a very, very good tool for all the dealers who can go to those show and just utilize it. And the other good thing, people coming to those events, which Amsoil sponsor, they already have predisposed, they already have the name Amsoil in their head. So even they never heard about it, kind of create curiosity, and it's basically your job to open up their eyes to the product, explain benefits, and if you do it right, it's work.
Yeah, yeah. How many thousand people do you think you talked to this weekend?
Oh, maybe a couple. No, I'm kidding. Probably my bike talked more. I never saw so many people make a picture by my bike than talking to me. You know, bigger star than Azoil.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you had your motorcycle there. If anybody's not seen it, Andre took it up to Anzoil University, I think 2 years ago, and had Mr. Amatuzio sign that. So awesome. Well, that's great, Andre, and I appreciate you going up there and doing that. And the booth space was free, I'm sure, but you had your expenses of getting there and your literature. In your hotel and everything, right?
No, yes, but I look at this a little bit different. How much you're going to spend every day going to look for the potential client, and how many you're going to get per day? Maybe two, maybe one. And how many you need to, how many places you need to go and spend time? Going to this event, people come to you. So essentially, you're actually saving money going to this event. Even you paying for the hotel, travel. But if you're really going to calculate your time for this work, every day what you're doing, the work, it's actually more economical going to those events.
Okay.
Especially
as well
as paying for the booth.
Yeah, especially that. And they have banners everywhere, you know, for you to go buy the amount of banners and be on TV. We couldn't afford to pay to be on TV, and you're there and they're putting it on TV. That's pretty awesome. So, do you think it's a great thing that Anzoil's doing these corporate TV televised things? You think that's good for all dealers?
That's awesome. Like compared to a couple of years ago, you talk to the people about Anzoil, they looking on you with open eyes that they never heard about. Right now, it's much easier. People already know what Anzoil is unless they hear it about, you know. So it's much, much easier this time to talk to people, and you not really need to explain anymore for some of them what Anzoil all about. They already know. They just don't know what you buy.
Good. And you're there to provide them the information on where to buy it and how to get signed up with you, right?
Yep. You always carry with me a G100 catalog with my information, so just pointing out page 22 you can read about. I not really try to push the product. I just give them a catalog. If you're interested, read this. If you're really interested in my information in the back, you can call me anytime.
Great.
As soon as you try to push the product, they look at you like a salesperson. You just want to sell it. When you don't try to sell it, I think it's more chance they're going to come back to you eventually.
Well, good deal. Good deal. Well, congratulations on that, Andre. And I know you think you were up till midnight on Saturday night and had to be back out for your booth at, 7 a.m. or something like that on Sunday morning, huh? So you're probably tired, and hopefully you got a lot of customers out of the deal. Did you register anyone interesting?
I registered one commercial account and potential dealer, and hopefully potential catalog accounts. But time is going to show, you know.
You're
working on the future, so going to the show. You never know when can come up from it.
So. Exactly. Well, I had a call today from somebody I gave some information to in 2010. So that tells you how long some of these people, they hang on to your information for. Anyhow, well, congratulations again, and I hope you keep doing more of those shows, and I know you'll keep registering more customers.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to say thank you to Chuck for his work on this Saturday, Sunday. It was awesome work, and he basically covered me on other show, which I cannot go, and take like a trooper with all this cold. He's doing a great job.
Speaking of Chuck, that's who's coming up next. He's last but not least, that's for sure. Chuck,
oh,
you there?
Yes, I'll be a chop for him.
how are you? So you made it back home, and are you unthawed, Chuck?
Yep, I'm all unthawed. I had a little heat up there. I took a little heater with me. We're upstate New York for the Snowcross event. Good time,
yep.
Corporate sponsor.
And tell us a little bit about it. I've never been to a snow cross event. I've seen a little bit on TV, but what's it like there?
It's pretty cool. I was actually calling Amsoil country, like Andre was saying. When you go to these corporate events, the first one I ever done, and when you walk in, it's first get there set up. There's Amsoil banners, flags at the finish line. It's lined with Amsoil banners. The flying flags that you saw at AU. And so every time these snowcross racers do the end jump, all the announcers scream out there, here comes the Amsoil big finish, and the crowd goes crazy, and it's a really 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 cool event. And, corporate really takes care of the fans that are coming. They send thousands and thousands of keychains for the whole season. So I mean, we have a lot of literature to give out. They send the G1526 snowmobile products brochure, the Interceptor study, the coloring books, keychains. So there's just tons of information to give out and gets people excited. They're getting something free, so they're going to stop. Now I'm going to say 70% of the people I talk to know about Amsoil. They're already using Amsoil. I got a lot of new preferred customers. I got a dealer. I got a commercial account. So it was a good weekend. And like I said, I never did a corporate. Nor have I ever been to a snowcross event, so it was a learning experience. A little chilly, but all in all, it was a great weekend. Really
oh,
cool.
Excellent! And you think anybody else has a business opportunity out there that they can start for $30 a year? They can put as much or as little as they want into it, and they get a company that just does that. That's involved like Amsoil. There's no other company, I'm positive, out there that does this, right?
I wouldn't believe so. If there are, there are few between. I mean, this Amsoil just take care of the dealers, the fans, every full circle. They really do it right.
Yeah.
And I actually brought some product up there as well. I sold a lot of Interceptor, the Dominator's two-stroke racing oil. I actually took a case of the new Arctic grease that you've seen. I sold the whole case in the first 20 minutes. I actually took one and hit it just to be able to keep showing people as they walked in, just so nobody would buy it. I mean, it was blew out of there like nothing. The Arctic grease, it was great.
The Arctic grease, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was definitely something. If you have a chance to do, go do it.
Yep, good, good. Well, and so, however lucky Andre is, I don't know. I don't think it's luck. I just think he just doesn't give up. But so he was able to have two corporate sponsored boots that he put bids on, I guess, and he gave you the one that was further away and in the cold. But you took it anyhow.
Hey.
So congratulations.
No, absolutely. He does a whole lot for me. He's probably one of the best sponsors out there. I mean, he picks up products for me, gives me shows. Lets me go with him, teaches me. He's just these good people.
Excellent. Yep, Andre is pretty awesome, pretty awesome. Well, congratulations, Chuck. And so you got more shows on tap for the year, you think?
Well, I've already came back and put in for the lottery for other corporate events already. I got my name in there for two or three. I'm hoping to get them. We'll see what time will tell on that.
Oh, excellent. Well, sounds like a winner for you, that's for sure. And I know your new dealer and commercial accounts and your preferred customers, and I'm sure you handed out tons of catalogs. And
before I got on the call, I actually looked on all my reports. I've got three new PCs already registered up from that area. So I guess probably 10 or 11 preferred customers at the show. Three just registered today. One of the three already put a 300, right around $300 order in already for Interceptor. So it was a great show.
Wow. Awesome. Good job, Chuck. That's good to hear. I'm glad for you. And you're right now on Account Direct, right?
Yep. I'm struggling to get the deal. I'm almost usually 200-300 commission credits away each month of direct dealer, but it'll get there. Hopefully this will put me there.
That's right. You'll be direct dealer before you know it and DJ before the convention, right?
I hope to be.
All right. Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, Chuck, and keep up the good work, and appreciate you getting on tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate All right. Well, before we end tonight, everyone, I just want to give a quick heads up on next week's program. If you don't have your calendar marked, definitely do it, because we're going to do our monthly direct jobber interview. And on tap is David Treckle. He's a direct jobber down in Texas with the Bell team. I've known David probably as long as I've known anyone, probably since 2000. He's this great guy. And we're going to talk about commercial accounts, because David has the largest grease account in AMSOIL, in the AMSOIL company. So we're going to talk a little bit about doing commercial business, as well as some other interesting things. And David has a lot of experience with oil analysis, as well as he's a fighter pilot. So he's kind of like a right-hand man to Al Amatuzio. So maybe he'll tell us some secrets of success as well. So with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Don't forget to invite your team. One of my goals, again, is to have at least 50 callers on board by the end of this year. This line fills up at 100, so I'd like to have 100, but I'm shooting for 50. So make sure you tell your team members, any new dealers that you're sponsoring, anybody you want to sponsor, anybody you think would even be remotely interested in AMSOIL, have them listen to our training calls or archive training calls, and I hope it helps them get their business going. So with that, everybody, good
Michael,
night.
Michael.
Yes, Carol.
Carol,
yeah.
Bell. We will have the Bell Team teleconference this Thursday.
Oh, excellent. Thanks for reminding. Yes, the Bell Team teleconference is Thursday the 16th. And don't forget to call into that. I think I forgot to put it on the email. I'll send another email out today or tomorrow. So,
okay.
Excellent. Thanks, Carol.
You bet.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Very good teleconference, Michael.
Night.
Thanks.
Night, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Michael.